Okay, let's begin. Okay. We left off yesterday on the question of Ein Li Eisek Bach. That particular language of Ein Li Eisek Bach, when you say to a, the Gemara asks the Shaila, when you say to an Evi Knaini, Ein Li Eisek Bach, is that a good lashon? Is that a legitimate lashon to Meshacher and Evi Knaini? That was the Shaila of the Gemara that we had at Bava Mebeis. Do we say Ein Li Eisek Bach? Bach regarding an Evi Knaini, does it work or not? That was the Shaila. What was the Gemara's answer? Gemara's answer was that it was good. That if you wrote a shtar, that in the event you escape from the non-Jew that we sell you to, then in fact it will be a good shtar shichur. That was clear from the Gemara, that Ein Li Eisek Bach is considered to be a good lashon of shtar shichur. Fine. We pointed out at the end of Shir yesterday that Ein Li Eisek Bach does not work by a field. Why doesn't it work by a field, like it says in Sufis? Why not, we said? What were the sparks we said? We said three sparks. Number one was what? That a field doesn't work by what? A field has no dot. Therefore, you cannot remove yourself from the field. Ein Li Eisek Bach doesn't work. You can't remove yourself. You can't remove yourself from the field. It's an inanimate object. However, at a 90, you can remove yourself, and therefore it's considered to be a good lashon, and therefore it's good shifra. That was number one. Number two, what do we say? What was an added spark that we suggested why Ein Li Eisek Bach doesn't work by a soda? What was number two? That what? That an Evi Knaini can what? An Evi Knaini is the Dover HaNikne, and also what else? The Gavra HaKonin. So what do we say? Therefore that works. Why does that work? Because an Evi Knaini can grab himself. An Evi Knaini can grab himself. The lesson that we said was what? That Hari Apatzmacha works because it's the same party that is the human being, is the same entity, the same chepsa that is being freed. Whereas when you talk about what? When you talk about a field, the field is the Dover HaNikne and the Gavra is the Koine. Therefore they are Kufin Mukhlakin, and therefore Hari Atla Atzmacha will not what? Will not work. Okay. And therefore the din of what? Therefore the din of Ein Li Eisek Bach also doesn't work as well. Oh. And then we came to a third spark. What was the third spar that Ein Li Eisek Bach was considered to be good by Evi Knaini? I wanted you to see that Tosis in Gittin on Ayin Zion Amarav Dimasko Vinu Dinuzvarim. What did he quote B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that is embellished in the Sefer Yasher? That what? What did he say in the Sefer Yasher? The Kanya what? I just erased it. The Kanya what? The Kanya Minashamayim. That Ein Li Eisek Bach, there's a pinyin min hashamayim, therefore it works. V'kanyin min hashamayim l'chaybo b'mitzvahs, and therefore it works. Ein Li Eisek Bach. Again, v'kanyin. What does it say? The zachu lu zachu leim shmaya l'chaybo b'mitzvahs. Okay, this is Rabbeinu Tam's lashon. I wanted you to see. It's in the Sefer Yashar. What simon did we say it was? Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, rather, and the Tyson Gitnai and Zion after Maskel, are you? Ah! Therefore, what emerges is, as the Ein Li Eisek Bach is what? Is a good lashon. Why is it a good lashon? Because it removes the what? Where did he really become a full fledged Yid? With the original what? With the original Tfilah Rishona. The Tfilah Shniyah, according to the Makan Mishnah, he quotes the Shita, which was the Nehuki Yosef, is only the Rabbana. Therefore, when you're a Shachar, the Evi Knaini, what's the din? The din is that he's really Jewish. Minat Torah. He doesn't need a new Tfilah. He really was what became Jewish from the original Tfilah in the Mikveh. Only the Rabbana we require him to go again when he's free. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, a tremendous Chiddush, you know why Ein Li Eisek Bach works? Because it's a siluk. And therefore, once you remove yourself, the atis goes up in smoke, and therefore what? Chala alav kedushas Yisrael. This was the third shot that we had. Chala kedushas Yisrael. This was the third shot we had why any nation of call works. And it won't work by field, because obviously you cannot convert a field to becoming Jewish. And therefore you have three different shotim of why a nation of call is going to be bad by a field, but it's going to be good by Ebeshadi. Because the original what? Gayrish is from the original tefillah. Just the tefillah shmir when you free him is only the Rabbana because it looks bad. So we put him in the mikvah again. However, what? Minat Torah is considered to be what? Minat Torah is considered to be really Jewish from the original tefillah. Thank you, Mike. He's originally considered to be kosher. He's originally Jewish. There's something stopping him. The Abdus stops him. Once you remove the Abdus, he becomes Jewish. Oh. That's where we left off yesterday. Why is that difficult, though? Why is that difficult? You tell me. Why is it difficult to say the original tefillah makes him Jewish? What was the original tefillah? What was it for? To make him a what? To make him an Eved. How do you say that makes him Jewish? The Rav said it's very difficult to say that Zachar Levi Neshamayim Lachayv of the Mitzvahs was the tefillah Rishona is really what? Makes him Jewish? That's very difficult. The tefillah Rishona was L'shem Avdus. It was not L'shem that in fact he was Jewish. How do you say that Svarim Rabbeinu Tam? That's what the Rav said was very, very difficult. So the Rav said a gigantic Kiddush. I want you to get this. Amazing. He said the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is the following. That the Shtar Shichwer, the Rav Zatzal, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shtar Shichwer is what creates the Geirus. When you give him a Shtar Shichwer, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. Not the Tefillah Rishona, not the Tefillah Shnia, but the Shtar Shichwer makes him Jewish. It's a Shtar Shichwer that is Yotzer what? Yotzer the Geirus. That's an amazing, amazing Kiddush. The Shtar Shichwer is what Yotzer the Geirus. And that's what the Rav said Pshat is. When you say Hariat Pnei Chorin, when you say Hari Ein Le'Esef B'chol, that's what makes you Yisrael Gomer. That's what Rabbeinu Tam means. When he says Shtar Shichwer is us L'chaim of the Mitzvah, the Shtar Shichwer is what does it. Not the Tefillah Rishona. Not the Tefillah Shnia. Which is Midrabanan, according to the Shita and the Mekiyosef, but what, David? The Shtar Shichwer creates a Geirus. That's what the Rav wanted to say. And that is why Hariat Ben Chayrin is good, and Hariat what? And the ancient B'chol is good, because that creates the Geirus. That smack against the Rambam, get that down. Because what did we say the Rambam needs a time, what Lashon? In Shtar Shichwer? Haknoah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need Haknoah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Iker Lashon is what? Vicar lushes to make him a Jew. That is Yisrael. And the Ein Le'Esek B'chol does that. Ein Le'Esek B'chol makes him a Yid. Ein Le'Esek B'chol makes him Yisrael. Okay? Hariatah ben Chorin makes him Yisrael. So the Rav, basically what emerges is the four different shotim now. And what's the pshat of Ein Le'Esek B'chol is? Why it works by an Evikai, it doesn't work by a field. Number one, a field has no dots. Number two, what? Number two, he can't be calling himself as an inanimate object. Number three, obviously an inanimate object can't become Jewish through the original tefillah because you don't put a field in the mikvah. And number four, it's not the mikvah that makes him Jewish, it's the Shtar Shichwer. You don't give a Shtar Shichwer to a tzaddik. It's inanimate. You just remove yourself. Based on this, what emerges is amazing Kiddush. Amazing Kiddush. Let me ask you a question. The Rav assumes like this. Please get it. According to this pshat, any Shtar Shichwer that does not work for Geirus cannot work even for Dinim Amos. In the Meila he writes, Kol Shtar Shichwer Shelo Mahani LeGeirus Lo Mahani Afilu Lafkia Dine Mamas. Lafkia Lafkia Kinyan Mamas. It does not work at all. The whole thing implodes. This is the Rav's gigantic Kiddush. The point of the Shtar Shichwer is to make him a Jew. If it doesn't work to make him a Jew, Michael, then it doesn't even work to release a Kinyan Mamas. That's what the Rav said Pshadis. Okay? Now, I want to ask you the following question. When the Gemara posited David, Ein Le'Esek B'chol is good for an Eved Kenani, what was the Shiloh? Either it's what? Legamri, or it's what? Lemalacha. Correct? Let me ask you. On the tzad that it was l'molacha, what's the assumption? If it's l'gufo, then it's good. If it was l'molacha, what did that assume? That it's good or not good? So the Rav says that the assumption of the Gemara v'ein li'asim chavetz l'molacha, it won't work at all. It won't work at all. Meaning it won't work at all for nothing. That's the way the Rav read the Gemara. You follow me again? If it's l'gufo, then the whole thing works, it goes free. If it's l'molacha, the Gemara was saying it's another way if the Gemara is saying that it doesn't work. That's the way the Rav read the Gemara. Which makes sense a little bit of what we said yesterday, because how can Evinu Kanani get his own malacha? He has no what? He has no yad. So get that down. The Rav read the Gemara, then it's l'gufo, if it's l'gamri, then he goes free. If it's l'molacha, it was another way of saying the whole thing doesn't work. That's beautiful. Because if it doesn't work to free the guy, then it doesn't even work for what? For Dini Mominus. The whole thing implodes. That's the way the Rav read the Gemara. And if that's the case, we should be able to ask the Kasha, listen to this Kasha. It's a very beautiful Kasha. It comes out, if you hold the Malacha, why shouldn't a star work to get rid of at least the Kinyan Mama? Why shouldn't it? Why shouldn't it? Right? Why does the Gemara assume if it's the malacha it doesn't work? Let it make a splice it. What's the answer? The answer is the Rav says because any star shikur, the function it is to what? To make him a ger, to convert him into a Jew, Aaron, if it doesn't work, the whole thing implodes. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Okay? Exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara went to the Malacha Kamar meant to say that it's not good, the whole thing. Even to get rid of Kinyan Mamon. Because when you say the Malacha, it doesn't work for Geirus. If it doesn't work for Geirus, then the whole thing goes up in smoke. And it's not enough to even a Kinyan Mamon. That's how the Rav said the shot, based on this concept of the star. It's very interesting. The star, in essence, is the Geirus. Usually we think, what are the different elements of the Geirus? You have what? You have Mila, you have Fila, regular non-Jew. You have Kabbalah Mitzvahs. According to this Chiddush, in Evinu Kanani's Geirus says you better put in star. That star is the quintessential element, according to the Rav. That's the Chiddush. Based on this, amazing, I wanted you to see the Avnei Milim. What does the Avnei Milim say? It's in the middle of that piece, Simen Lamed Hei, Sif Katan Yud Gimel. What does the Avnei Milim say? That a star Shichur has to be written, it's based on the Gemara. We know that by a Get Isha has to be written Lishma. What about a Shtar Shichur? Also, Shtar Shichur's got to be written Lishma as well. What's the marker? What's the marker that we equate all the, at least many of the dinim to get Isha Shtar Shichur? La. Excellent. The Kasala Sefer Kruzi V'chupa Solo Nitan La. So just like a get Isha has to be written Lishma, so too a Shtar Shichur's got to be written Lishma. Oh. So he writes the following Davne Milim. Tremendous Chiddush. He asks, does a Shtar Mamon have to be written Lishma? You want to purchase a piece of real estate. No, there's no din lishma. So he asks the following kasha. What happens if a master gives a star shichur that was not written lishma to his Evinu Kanani? What should be the din? What should be the din? He says, let it not work for what? Kinyan Isser, but let it work for at least what? Let it at least work for what? Kinyan Mamon. Let it at least work for a Kinyan Mamon. And then he says, what does Shmuel say in Gittin? And Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. What is Shmuel saying? Getting Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. If you're Mafker, Abdo, what's the din? Yasa. This is Shmuel's din. Yasa Lecheirus. The Lord Sarek get Shichur. You don't need to get Shichur. What does Shmuel say? All you need is to be Mafker, Evinu Kanani, get rid of the Kinyan Mamon, and the Kinyan Nisser implodes. According to Shmuel, if you're Mafker, Evinu Kanani, he goes free immediately. He doesn't need a Shtar Shichur. The Kinyan Isser flows from the Kinyan Mamon and goes up in smoke. So the Avnei Milim says, put two and two together. You're a master. You give your Evinu Kanani a Shtar Shichur that wasn't written Lishma. So what's going to happen? Let it work to get rid of the Kinyan Mamon. And therefore, if you get rid of the Kinyan Mamon, the Kinyan Isser should go up in smoke. So you should be able to free him anyway. That's the Avnei Milim's kasha. Therefore, a Shtar Shichur should nest the Shalom Lishma, which is puzzle. It should be Mawil to be Yaisa Lechairis. Why do you start to say that a star shikur that's written Shalom Lishma should be puzzle? Let it work at least to get rid of the Kinyan what? Mamon. If it gets rid of the Kinyan Mamon, then the Kinyan Isser goes up in smoke. That's Davin Miluim's kasha. Tremendous kasha. Ingenious kasha. No? That's Davin Miluim's kasha. So what's the answer according to the Rav?
start slowly, small, let it be kosher to get rid of the kinyan mamonos. Once I get rid of the kinyan mamonos, kinyan nisr goes up in smoke. That's shmul shita. Hamakir afno, I got rid of my kinyan mamonos, kinyan nisr goes up in smoke automatically. We don't hold like that. Machlokes shmul and rab. Rab holds makir afno, tzarech kishuk. But he asks, according to shmul, I'll tell you the following kasha. A star shikur that's written shmul is supposed to be kosher. I mean, should be motzi and mechayus. That's the kasha I'm in the room. We know it's not. What's the parents? Jeremy, go ahead, according to the Rav. Does it work? Why not? Because what's the Rav's chiddush? Star that doesn't work for what? Geiris implodes. Doesn't even get rid of the kinyan mamonos. That's the Rav's ingenious answer. The Rav says the star is the quintessential elements. If it doesn't work to make him yid, then the whole thing implodes. You cannot say, oh, let it work to get rid of the kinyan mamonos. It can't. It's nothing. That's the tzad in the Gemara of Lamalacha Kamal. Even though we don't pass him like that tzad, we say in Le'esik because good. So therefore what emerges is the Rav's gigantic Kiddush, and that's the Svar Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we got it? That's we wanted to finish the Mahalach from yesterday. Okay, that's number one. We got it? Please get it. It's a beautiful Kiddush. Answers that I've been in Kasha very strongly. Because the star is the Kiddush. Not the tefillah rishonah. The star is what makes him free. And if that star doesn't work like Eris, the whole thing implodes. Oh. I want to just note the following. Number two. Please get it. Ainli Asik Bacha. That lashon, is that good for get or not? The Gemara's query was by what? And the Knaim. Is Ainli Asik Bacha good by an Isha or not? What did we say yesterday? So it's this Riyad Zakein. Said that the Rambam holds, and he himself holds, that it's a good get. Correct? What does the Meiri, who was it? The Rashba B'Shem Derivin. What does the Rashba B'Shem Derivin say? Amiation because what? Not good for get. What's the Machloikis? No fancy razzle dazzle, just post him shot. What's the Machloikis in Lombus? When you see the phrase Amiation B'Chah, what is the key phrase? Is it B'Chah? Or it's bach here by a woman, or is it Ainli? The Tosfos Riyazakin and the Rambam say the focal point is Bechah. I don't want anything to do with you. So he's removing her from him. It's a good get. Whereas the Rashba B'Shem Derivin says the key is what, Chaim? Ainli. You're removing yourself from her. That we learned on Bava Manav is bad when it comes to get. You cannot remove yourself from him, from her. Now, Rav Al-Yoshev points out in his Sefer, very interestingly, he says, I don't understand. Don't we have a hekesh? Not a hekesh, a gzeres shava. The hekesh is between Abayu and Yetziya. The gzeres shava is between what? Get Ishik Star Shikur. One's a hekesh, one's a gzeres shava. What does the Gemara say according to the Rashi and the writer? Amy Yesim calls good for what? Evik Knaimi. And it's bad for what? Bad for Get Isha. Isn't that slam dunk against that gzeres shava? He points out very nicely in his Sefer. Ainli Yetzir B'Chah is good for what? And the Knaim is bad for Gedisha. Is that against the Gzeres Shava? He says the Tosfos Riyazakin is beautiful. Tosfos Riyazakin says it works for both. It's very smooth, he says. But if you say like the Rashba B'Shem Derivin, Ainli Yetzir B'Chah is bad, so it's bad for Gedisha, but it's good for Star Shikur. Josh, what do you say? It's against the Gzeres Shava. That's what he asked. So listen to this. Rav Yosef says it, he says because his kasha is so strong, listen to this. He wants to say Ainli Yesh B'Chah only gets rid of the kinyan mamo. Black on white, he writes in his Sefer that the pshat in the Gemara is Ainli Yesh B'Chah only gets rid of the kinyan what? Mamo. Only gets rid of the kinyan mamo. That's smack against who? The Rav's whole theory. The Rav's whole theory says if the star doesn't work to make him a what? A full-fledged yid, it can't just what? You can't splice it and get rid of just the kinyan mamo. But Rabbi Yoshua says his kasha is so strong that when the Gemara says Ainli Yesh B'Chah, and then it only gets rid of the kinyan mamo. But the kinyan nisr still is retained. That's a phenomenal chiddush. Simple reading the Gemara goes free completely. What would we respond to Rabbi Yoshua's point? Then he went, this is going to face a very strong. Even what? You going up? You got to go ask Rabbi Yoshua. We would say like this. You got to go. He gives you shivus in mincha ma'ir. You got to ask him. What would we respond, Monty? You ask the gzeres shava. What's the answer? The gzeres shava between get isha star shikur talks to only what? The star doesn't talk to what?
doesn't talk to the mandate that what?
What was the chesaron of Bava Menal? That the husband can't remove himself from her. Maybe that's a localized din for what? That's a localized din by Gerisha. Who says that applies to what? The halakhas of the shtar are the same. Of how you manufacture the shtar, the shma, mechubar. But who says that what you cannot sever a relationship between a master and Nebuchadnezzar by saying, I don't want you? Why can't he remove himself? By Gerisha, that's bad, because you have to remove the woman from you. But who says that that didn't apply to an Ebek 90? We didn't have that in Amud Aleph, did we? That's what I would respond to Rabbi Yosef's point. So, Mati, you got to go. Okay? Now that we're learning Bava with Beis, and he said a tremendous Kiddush, only gets rid of the Kinyan Bava. Pashtus of Gemara, number one, is gets rid of everything. And number two, who says the Gzera Shava speaks to that point? There's a Chisorin Yishvach Hashmo by Gerisha. Who says there's such a Chisorin by Odo? Okay? All right. We got a deal, right? Okay, fine. Very good. That's number two. Okay? We got it? Number three. Okay, we got a lot to do. Number three. I wanted to just finish this so by after Pesach we'll be up to the two dots completely. Number three. Do you remember yesterday we set up, according to Tosfos, that it really, the mice in the senior was day one, and the shikhar is going to be when he escapes? What do we say that's a problem of? But we said by Star Shikhar it's not a problem because why? Excellent. I have another kasha to ask that will be answered in the same vein. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama and in Baba Metziah. The Gemara in Baba Kama is, I believe, Samech Esen and Beis, and Baba Metziah it's on Zion Amud Aleph. It's a famous Gemara. Baba Kama is Samech Esen and Beis. It's called Gezel B'moni Siyai Shu Habavu. Let's say, God forbid, someone steals, and the people that were stolen from are not Nisyaish. Nisyaishu Habayim. I steal a basketball from somebody. Steal it from Mike. Okay? And what happens? Michael's not Miyaish. Jerry West gave him the ball. Okay? Alright. So he's going to keep it forever. Fine. He can't find it. I stole it because I want the ball that Jerry West had. So guess what Nisyaishu Habayim, what's it do? Can I be Makdish the basketball? Yes or no? Yes or no? No, why not? God's one can't. Write down dash, ain't no shalom. It's not mine. Can Michael be Makdish the basketball? Yes or no? Why not? Ain't no Bershuso. Excellent. Gemara Baba Kama, Samech Ches of the Beis, Bab Mitzvah Zayin Amin Al. Oh. If that's the case, Ribono Shalom. How does the Shikhar hear Chah? He gives him a star shikhar and says, when you escape from the goy, you'll be free. Now, b'shas shikhar, is he b'rshuso? No, he's in the domain of the non-Jew. How does it work? How can he b'shakhar his man? The chalos of the shikhar is already when he's out of his domain. He's physically not his domain. What's the answer? When is there a problem with ain't a b'rshuso? By what? Ain't a Bershuso, Rak Baya. Rak Baya. There's only a problem to what? Bikinyonim. What is Shikhrur? A Nesina, Chalos. Mela Nishkin problem. Just like there's no problem of Kosa Kinyana, there's also no problem of Ain't a Bershuso. Okay? No problem of Ain't a Bershuso. That's the third Mahalak we have. Now we go to the fourth Mahalach. Let's go. And then we got to go to Pesach. Fourth Mahalach. Yesh Machna. There is a Machna here. Please get it. The Machna, the great going to Machna on Zion and Medvei, and our Gemara in Bava Medvei asks the following kasha. Remember we said there's a din of Tli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka? Where is the marker for that? Gitnai and Zion and Medvei. But he has to give the get to the woman. She can't pick it off the ground. You remember we had three sheetahs by Kli, Kiddusha, Seicha, Gabi Akark. We had three sheetahs in Akronim. So the favorite to Gemara that by getting it's a problem. By Kiddusha, we had three sheetahs. Remember that in women's Simon Lamas of Kanaan. We had three sheetahs. Kli, Kiddusha, Seicha, Gabi Akark. What about Kli, Shichrurech, Miao, Gabi Akark? Must the Adon give an Asinah to the Zevi Kanaan? Or can the Zevi Kanaan pick it off the ground and it's fine? What's the din? Ah. So, Baruch Hashem, I remembered this morning, because I knew that there was two shittas about this. Ah. So first, let's get the shittas before we get into the Maxis Tashin. Epoah, ah. Here. Okay. Tosfos in Gittin. And Yudgimel and Raf Dibel Maskel of the Oimer. The simplest reading of Tosfos is that there is no chisaron of pli shuchurech me'al gabi akarka. There is no chisaron. He can pick it off right off the ground. Aye, David. Zereshava, what's your answer? Zereshava, and how the star is made, not the open of what? The Nesina. Excellent. Tosfos is l'shitoso in both Metzia and Dachot. Dibur Maskel Shover. There's a principle called Ada Bichosomav. What's the next phrase? Anyone familiar with this cloud? Ada Bichosomav Zachinlo. What does that mean? When the Adam sign on the star, he goes free. Ada, when the Adam sign Bichosomav Zachinlo, there is a sheet in Tosum Bometzia that once the Adam sign on the star shikur, poof. I mean, it's not magic, but he goes free based on this principle of what? Eidah b'chusam of Zachalot. What's the obvious kasha? Where was the what? Where's the Nesina? Tosus of Lushitosa, that's what Rav Lichtenstein pointed out. Tosus in Bometzia, Dachop, coming out, please get it, your mouth push over, is Lushitosa with Tosin getting your Gimel and Nasi Masim Omer, because the case in Gittin was where the master told the Shliach, go pick up that star shikur and deliver it. And once he gets it, he will go what? Once he gets it, he will go free. We always say thank you, Sri, when he gives the shliach miyad liyad. If he says, Sri, Evan, even if he tells the Evan, go pick it up, he goes free. But he didn't give it to the Evan. Tosa says it's okay. Because Jason is no concern of flee, shikru reich, me'al gabi akar. That's Tosa's shikur. This is smack against the Ritva in Armasekta on Chav Gimel in the days, where the Ritva says that Pli Shikurech Ve'agabi Akarka is possible. He will say that Zereshav applies to the scene. So I want you to get that clear. It's an explicit conflict in Rishonim between Tysus and two plates against the Ritva. Is there a din of Pli Shikurech Ve'agabi Akarka? Is it a concern? Fine. Michael, what's the Machnas Kasha then on our Tysus? Assuming that there is a problem like the Ritva, Pli Shikurech, what does he ask? What does Tosfos say here? What does Tosfos say here? He gave him the star shikur, the second Tosfos. He gave him the star shikur. Then when he escapes, 3 weeks later, he goes free. The Nesina was done on day one. When is it chal? 3 weeks later. But when 3 weeks later, when it's chal, did he do a Nesina again? No. Why is there no problem of please shikurech me'agabe karka? That's what the Machne asks on our places on Bava Mitbeis, the second places. Why is there no concern of please shikurech me'agabe karka? That's what he asks. Okay? Very interesting. Now we can respond anytime that Tosa Sheet in general is what? That there is no problem. That's one thing we could respond. Okay? But Tosas in different sectors, one with Bobitsia getting this is Kedushin. Sometimes Tosas in different sectors don't go in consonants. So assuming that Tosas would hold like the Ritva, what would you say? Oh. So please get this. This is an amazing shot. Rabbi Chonon Basim Zatzal has a Chakiri. What is the two approaches to the famous principle of Masha Kona Evid, Kona Rabba? Yad Evid Ki Yad Rabba. What are the two approaches to this sin of Yad Evid Ki Yad Rabba? So he points out the following. Number one approach is that the Eved has no yad. It's a zero. Meaning, very similar, it basically goes straight to the master. It's not funneled through the Eved right to the master. It goes right to the master. He has no yad. The other approach is what, Avi? It goes to the Eved and boomerangs back to who? To the master. Those are the two approaches. Okay. What does the Gemara tell us later on of Chav Gimel and Beis? New Jeremy, you learned it? No, Avi? Right? Can you ever give a matana to an Eved Kenani? You can never give a matana, doesn't the Gemara give a scenario? You can give a matana to an Eved Kenani, almanas, shame, larabah, or shushpo. As long as you put in a specific condition. So Rabbi Chanan says, slam dunk, the second approach is the right approach. So if you held like the first approach, he has no yad, the tanai never would work. So obviously you have the yad to work with, and therefore the tanai works. Ah, that's what he writes. Memela, listen to this. He asks the following. Why on earth does the Gemara have to come out and keep the Vyodoboin Kakas when an Adon freezes what? His Ebekanaini? Why do you have to come on the Hag? Why do you have to come on the Gita Vyodoboin Kakas? What should you say? Give him the Shtar Shuruchar, I'm an ass, that myself, I'm the master, I give it to my Ebekanaini, give him the Shtar Shuruchar, I'm an ass, that I don't have anything to do with this. And he has his own Yad from the Kabbalists. It's a great Kasha. No? What do you need the notion as far as Gita Vyodoboin Kakas for? Just give your Shtar Shuruchar on the condition that you don't have him, he won't be under your auspices, he has his own Yad, it'll be a good Shtar Shuruchar. It's an amazing point, no? So he answers the following. You remember where we had this? He says there's another problem here. Called the Chatzar Shel Shnei Shutfin. Remember this thing? Chatzar Shel Shnei Shutfin? Where do we have this? You remember that? Where do we have that? Excellent. Go ahead. Custom Bay, remember with the rubs for with the Rashi and the Tysus by the rock? Very good. The rock case. Let's say I'm partners with Mike on something. Let's say we're partners in a parking lot in Manhattan. Can I sell it to him, my half? No, the Gemara says. Chatzar Shel Shnei Shutfin ain konin zimzim. We've got to go through a third party. Why is that? Because, as Rabbi Chanan points out, it's a chisar in Mesiras Bailus. Mesiras Bailus. It's a chisar in Mesiras Bailus because the way he writes it's very interesting. He says, it's a chisar in the Bailus because it's still makusher to me. But I'm standing here. I sell it to Michael. It's still by me. I have to sell my share to David, then have David sell it back to Michael. It's impossible for me to sell my share to Michael. Because I have to give over violence, but if I'm the one who's directly selling it to Michael, how could that be? Does it lend itself to happen between the two partners themselves? That's what he says. He says the same thing when it comes to what? Giving a star shikr to an Evan. What would be the problem? Granted he has his eye, but what's the issue? Granted he has his own hand. But if I give my star shikr, it's like we're a chatzar shel shnei shutfin. There's no mysterious bailus that I'm giving over to him. Because I'm the other partner. So what solves the problem? Gita v'yodo boin kachas. That special concept implodes the fact that we're no longer chatzar shel shnei shutfin. That's why you have to come on to Gita v'yodo boin kachas. That it implodes the mysterious, it implodes my bailus, and therefore he goes free. Based on this, we can answer the kasha of the Machmir. Why? Even though there's a chisaron of what? Shnei Shutfin, on day one I gave him the Shtar Shikr. Even though Aaron 3 weeks later when he escapes the Tzchal, what's the answer? The answer is that what? There was an Asina. Since there was an Asina, even though he's not Zocha for 3 weeks later until he goes free, Gita V'yodim Boin Kachas makes him go free 3 weeks later, and there was already an Asina. There already was an Asina on day one. So keep the Vyodo Boin Kachas 3 weeks later will solve that problem, the Seer's Bailus, but it's not a problem of Kli Shukr Rik, because there already was an Asina on day one. The only thing that's blocking us, what, Eitan, is what? The Seer's Bailus that you have to give over. And that is solved by saying, keep the Vyodo Boin Kachas. You follow me? There's a way you solve, keep the Vyodo Boin Kachas solves the notion of Seer's Bailus. So I gave the Asina. There's no problem with Kli Shukr Rik, because I did it. It just kicked the Yom Kippur, we'll solve it 3 weeks later, but there wasn't a scene it. There wasn't a scene it. Even though you're not Zohar to Atzat Chalos, get the Yom Kippur, he's kind of getting the Shtachar Bowl, the Din and the scene was already far kayan. There's no concern of Kli Shukr Rik, I got me a car. That's the Maisha was day one, Kalash 3 weeks later. The Maisha was day one, there was a Maisha in the scene it, and get the Vyodo Boin Kachas solves the problem in the Seer's Pilots. And it's not like Kli Shukr Rik Me'al Gabi Akarka. Because we put together the Nesina with the Chalois, and there's no problem with Kosa Kinyana, there's no problem with Veda Bershuso, because it's not a Kinyan, all it is a Chalois what? A Chalois Nesina. And therefore, there is no problem of a Chatzar Shel Shnei Shutfin either. That's why you come out of the top of Gita V'yodo Boin Kachas, and there's no concern of what? Kli Shukr Rik Me'al Gabi Akarka. We wanted to solve it by saying Shita Sefes anyway, it's not a problem, Kli Shukr Rik Me'al Gabi Akarka. But if you don't assume like that, assume Tosfos like Ritva, you have to say this Mahalik to answer the kasha. That's the fourth Mahalik. Okay, let's go to Pesach now. Okay. Let's go. We have a lot to see. All right, so please chazer over. We got a lot of zman. What is it? 2 weeks. So please chazer over. All right, we started on above him and aleph, above him, the middle of Avodah Zarah. We have a lot to chazer. Okay. I don't know how much time I have to chazer before the beginning. Maybe we won't even chazer this time. You chazer? I'll give you 1 day. No, 2 days. All right, we'll do a small amount of chazer though. So you got to keep on top, day by day. Okay, let's go. Number one. The dinim I wanted to see first, okay? Keep in mind there are many dinim of Chol HaMoed that we should be familiar with. Number one, we have to be very careful not to write. Malach on Chol HaMoed is an issue of the Raisa. According to the Ramban, Taisa says the Rabbanan. We have to be very cognizant not to write. Unless you're writing Torah, you'll forget the Torah. They're heterim for that. So let's worry about that. Very, very careful, okay? I remember my first driver's license I got was on Chol HaMoed. So I asked Rav Zucker, who wrote the Sefer on Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you know the English Sefer on Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Rav Kotel in Chicago, so he said to write it with the shinui, as long as I was driving the shul, to Tzarek Mitzvah. So my first driver's license I kept, I wrote in black print. I remember the clerk said, you don't know how to write? I said, yeah, I don't know how to write, okay? Whatever the case is, I said, I do know how to drive, though, okay? All right, passed the test. Okay, whatever the case is, please be careful about it. Sometimes you don't remember, very important din. Number two, laundry. We don't do laundry in Chol HaMoed. Unless it's young children, you ran out of clothes, and you're in a scenario we have no clothes at all, but we have to remember that. There is no hefter kedusha at all either. Number three, regarding tefillin, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Machlokes Machaber Nagon says you don't put tefillin on Chol HaMoed, the Ramah says you do. Whichever sheet you follow, a minig. If you don't have a minig, maybe it's better to follow the Ramah, at least in Chutz La'aretz, and in Eretz Yisrael if you normally put tefillin on, but you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you should put it in a private room to say Kriya Shema, at least, where no one else sees you. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they follow it to Machaber Nagon, not to put on tefillin. However, if you do put on tefillin, we don't say a bracha, of course. That means that Mr. Bruce says you're not allowed to talk between tefillin shiat, tefillin shiros, but you're not saying a bracha, so what's the big deal? Why shouldn't you be able to talk? So Mr. Bruce says two reasons. Number one, if you get in the habit of talking, you start talking during the year, which is a terrible issue, and other people might learn from you, will not be able to discern. So we have to be very cognizant of that din as well. Okay. Also regarding shaving during Chol HaMoed, and quickly, and the din of Sfira. First of all, during Chol HaMoed, what's the din regarding shaving? You're not allowed to what shave on Chol HaMoed because you might enter the Moed, enter Yom Tov as being a manubal. You'll be lazy. You won't shave for the first stage. You'll wait till Chol HaMoed. That's what the Gemara says in Moed Kot. So based on that concept, right, You're gonna push off and be lazy and wait till Chol HaMoed to shave, and therefore you won't look nice for the first day of the Yom Tov. So they asked shaving during Chol HaMoed to motivate you to shave before the first days. So what should follow from that theme? The Torah says B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. We don't have the Rabbeinu Tam in our Taisim. We don't have the Rabbeinu Tam in our Taisim in Shas. Where else do we say we don't have the Rabbeinu Tam in our Taisim? Remember by Shiva the Goof, Shiva the Chosim? The Rush developed like the B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Shiva the Goof by Lechir Staros, not in the Taisim anywhere. Okay, what does the Torah say to Shem Rabbeinu Tam? If you shave before, what's the problem? If you shave before, you should be able to shave a Chol HaMoed. So the Rav is quoted as saying you could rely on the sheet, but certainly on the last day of Chol HaMoed to prepare yourself for the last day of Yom Tov to make yourself look nice, then that's what the Rav is quoted on. Simchas Yom Tov and the fact that you shaved before. But the truth is, Rav Moshe points out that the Machaber does not quote this Rabbeinu Tam at all. And there's a low fluke that's an issue to shave even on Chol HaMoed, even if you prepared yourself before Yom Tov. So we should be cognizant of that issue on Chol HaMoed. If you're in a community where no one shaves, then you shouldn't shave because the locals go to do. Okay? If you're in a community where no one shaves and you shave, that would be an issue of locals go to. So that's number one issue regarding what Chol HaMoed. Okay? Number two issue regarding Sfira is the issue of also, in Shulchan Aruch, it's usher to get married during Sfira, and it's usher what? To shave. During to take a haircut, lemaisa. Now that applies also, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, also to shaving. But the Rav had a chiddush that he felt the following. That what was the nature of the avelus during Sfira, who is patterned after avelus for a parent. And there is a halacha, if God forbid, when someone loses his parents, he is usher to shave, actually yigar bo kavero, until your friend scolds you to tell you to take a shave. So therefore it could very well be that you shave every day, then you would what? Not shave, stop and not shave for maybe 4 or 5 days or 3 days to create a situation where your friend would scold you and then it starts again. Do something against the norm. If you shave every day, shave every 3 days. That's what the Rav wanted to be mechadish, and Rav Moshe holds not that way. That in fact, what in fact there's an issue to shave and of course haircut throughout the whole period of Svira. Now that's four minhagim. Either like that resolves the whole time, or it's like the Machaber the first 34 days, or it's like the Ramah the first 33 days. Or the fourth minute is from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until what Shloshim Mehakbalim. There are four different days when the Nehugi Avelis were, and you can go from year to year and switch. Reb Moshe writes, you don't have to be Matan the Dharm, because all four are considered to be legitimate. But what'd you say? Oh, okay, so Mr. Brewer has a heter to shave in such a case. I see, Michael, you're ready for the head. Okay, very good. Mr. Brewer says, if it's considered, it's considered to be okay. But we should just note that you can switch from year to year. So if you have a wedding to go to, it'll be in the second one, and you normally observe the what? The second one. So you can switch this year and go to the first, hold to the first. Truth is, you could be subsumed under the heter of the chassel, whatever nihug of the sphere he holds, you can attend the wedding and subsumed under his head. Okay, fine. Moshe Pshat is, if you're not working, it's probably better to follow the road post in that situation. But we should know the sheikhs and understand what they're based on. Okay, fine. Before we go to what I gave you in the Mar Makomos, I want to go to the following now. What do we say, Legabi the Din of Kittel? Why is there a need to have a Kittel on the Seder night? The Ramah quotes the Din. There are two reasons. One is because of Simcha, that we should be like the Malachim. We're a very great level of Simcha. The other reason quoted by the Poskim is that we shouldn't be so haughty and think of ourselves that we're so great. Therefore, we wear shrouds, or we wear the color of shrouds, not shrouds, literally, we wear the color of white, that we should remember the day of demise after I've made the Esrim B'Hashem, and therefore that will mitigate us from being what? Bali Gaita. That's the second reason why Kittel's worn. There are two nafkaminas that emerge from this. One nafkamina is the following. An oval. Does an oval wear a kittel? If you hold like the first reason, obviously an oval cannot be in a state of simcha, he will not wear a kittel. If you hold that it's based on the fact you shouldn't be haughty, then an oval may wear a kittel. Not a problem. An oval may wear a kittel. He has that same issue of becoming a Baal Gaita as well. Second nafkamina rather, would be who wears the kittel? Only the one who's the Baal Abbas, that's Pravin and Seder? Or is it all every man that's at least married there would wear a kittel? If you say it's like begetter what? Begetter simcha, then it should apply to all the men that are there, that are married, should wear a kittel. If you say it's an issue of haughtiness, then maybe you can constrict it and say the issue of becoming haughty when everyone's coming to my house and sitting at my table, you might have an issue of becoming a Baal Gai, but therefore only the Baal Boss would wear a kittel. Someone just asked me, one of the fellows just asked me, there is a minhag on the first year of your marriage that you don't wear a kittel for Yom Kippur, because you're already naki. That doesn't apply to the kittel though. That doesn't apply to the Seder, because it's not an issue of repentance of kapara in the Seder. It's an issue of simcha or not to be a Baal Gaiva. That should apply also to a guy who's married the first year. So a guy who's married the first year certainly could wear a kittel. It's not like the Yom Noroim, like on Yom Kippur, where the minhag is not to, because he doesn't need to, because he's already naki. That's not the issue when it comes to the Seder. Okay. Also, want to note, Mr. Bruce says you should eat the Zeroa. I don't know how tasty it is. Mr. Bruce says you should eat it. Hashem the Chayadam, she eats the Zeroa on the second day of Pesach. Shouldn't throw it out. The Zeroa is the Hashem mitzvah, and therefore you shouldn't trivialize it, and you shouldn't throw it out. You should eat it. Okay? I don't know, put it in the fridge. Sometimes it sits on the Seder plate, atrophies. I don't know how tasty it would be, but if you put it in the fridge, the stomach, you should eat it, and you should eat it. It's important din. Also, it's not such a well-known din. Mr. Bruce says you should sing a Zemer of Purim on the second day of Pesach at lunch, because the Gemara says that was the day when Haman was hung. So therefore, some have a minute to what? I have a minute to try to do this myself on the second day of Pesach at lunch to try to sing a Zemer of Purim. Okay? If anyone asks you, point out to Mr. Bruce. Mr. Bruce says it'll be Yom Shinit Labo Haman. So we should remember that din as well. Okay. Fine. Very good. There was one other point. I wanted to know, Michael and Jay-Z made a point back into the Gemara that we just said. If you noticed in the Gemara, when it said Amli Asik Bacha, in the beginning Shaila, it said what first? The Malacha and then Gufa, by Hariat Ishtacha. The second Shaila of Amli Asik Bach, it inverted the order. Did you notice that? It said Gufa first. So maybe that's based on what we said in Shir yesterday, because you cannot just give a Malacha to an Evik Naim. You cannot just give malacha to an epic knight. He has no yad. So therefore the Gemara inverts and it says dufo first. Okay. All right, back now let's go to Hilchos Pesach. I gave you the Mar Makinis about Lecha Mishnah. Okay. Very interesting. What we're supposed to do halacha l'maaseh. There are three shittas. Let's begin with that. Thought I had it here. Oh, very good. Let's begin, I'm sorry, first with the Arba Kosos. We know there's a din d'rabbanan to drink Arba Kosos. Preferably you should drink Kolak Kos. So that means guide yourselves accordingly. You shouldn't use a gigantic kos that'll knock you out after the first kos. You should what? Use a cup that obviously is Yotze Reviz, different shittas, right? Rav Chaim Noah 3.3 fluid ounces, right? Rav Moshe 4.2, Chazon Ish 5.7. So even if you get the Chazon Ish here, you don't have to get 8.0 fluid ounces. Get 5.7, get 6.0. You should ideally, like Achim Mishra Brewer, drink the whole kos, not just Wilk. Okay? And the Mishra Brewer writes, you should have other people pour for you as loyalty. You shouldn't pour yourself. And we have to remember to do a seifa properly and not forget not to do a seifa. Preferably, we should have red wine, as the Gemara writes, based on the pasuk, not white wine. And if you cannot drink wine, then you go with grape juice. Okay? You should go with grape juice. If you cannot drink wine, go with grape juice. But the preferably, you should try to drink wine to the best of your ability to fulfill this mitzvah. Okay. Shaila is the following, what I wanted to be discuss in Arba Kosos. We know that the first kos serves a dual purpose. It is the first kos, but it also is kiddush. Also is kiddush. What's the din if you have no yayin? What's normally the halacha? When you have what? No yayin on Friday night. You could say kiddush on what? You can say kiddush on what? Lechem, bread, right? You cannot say kiddush on bread Shabbos lunch. You have to say it on chamar medinah, right? On whiskey or liquor. The hetter that say kiddush on bread is only Friday night. We learned that din last year. Remember we pointed out because at lunch, it's not noticeable that it's a meal for Shabbos. You sit down, you wash, you say amotzi. It's like a regular lunch during the week. You don't say any psukim before, and you don't have to at least. All you have to do is say bread for your government. Many people have a minute to say shamar medinah, zucker, zucker. But you don't have to. So the hetter that say kiddush on bread is only Friday night based on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch writes Ladina. So the question is, you come to the Seder and you have no wine. What do you do, halacha l'maaseh? What do you do, halacha l'maaseh? Interesting shaila comes up in this situation. Can you splice the dual purpose of kiddush in the Arba Kosos or not? So here there's a fundamental machlokes you have in the Rishonim. Fundamental machlokes. We have the sheet of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon writes, halacha l'maaseh, you cannot use the matzah at all. Why can't you use the matzah at all? Because the din of Arba Kosos influences the din of Kiddush. And obviously you cannot be Yotze, one of the first of the four Kosos with matzah. That affects the Kiddush. It must be in the Kiddush, the whole thing implodes. That's what Rav Haigon writes. However, we find that other Rishonim argue. The Ibn Gaius argues and says the following. He claims that you can splice the two. And he says that since matzah is mutter for Kiddush, it's mutter for Kiddush on Pesach. However, the fact that you will not be yotzei in the Kos Rishon, that's true, but that's not going to affect and influence you not being yotzei Kiddush with matzah. Okay? So there's a beferus machlokes in Rishonim on the Shaila. What would you say, Ladina, in such a case? What would you say, Ladina, in such a case? Don't be in this situation. But if someone is in this situation, the paskus is, we would what? Probably paskin subik brokos lahakel. Probably. Probably. On the other hand, though, if you say subik brokos lahakel, that means what? You're not going to say kiddush. How do you eat any of the food? What's the matzah to eat the food? So taking that impression, you would paskin what? Say the kiddush because you need a matzah to eat the matzah. You won't be able to eat matzah. Mavakel mitzvah d'oraisa. So the paskus is you would say you have to be matzah, at least try to get the job done. Be yotzei kiddush. You can't just simply say something with matzah. It has great ramifications. You're not going to be yotzei matzah. You're not going to be matzah morer. You can't eat before kiddush, right? The paskus is you can't simply just say something with matzah. That's number one. Number two, another shaila that comes up is Would a chamar medina be good for kiddush? Now, obviously not whiskey. Whiskey, you have kurish.
If you have whiskey and pesach. So some type of chamar medina. I don't know if you assume coke is chamar medina.
Orange juice and shiloh. Too much of the shiloh, is that good for Havdalah?
Orange juice, yes. It's something. Okay, let's think. Some think of, I don't know, some other chamar medina.
What'd you say? Yeah, Ramosha has a suffix about it. Yeah, a lot of people use orange juice for Abdullah. Milk even. A suffix about it.
Yeah, you really shouldn't use orange juice. Use grape juice. Better to use grape juice.
What about Hamar Medina for Kiddush on the Seder night? What will be the din in that case? Hamar Medina for Kiddush on the Seder night. So this is very interesting. A lot of people don't know this. The Ramah writes in Uncle Shabbos that Hamar Medina is not acceptable for Kiddush Friday night throughout the year. It is not acceptable. Wine, grape juice, or bread. But Hamar Medina is only acceptable on Shabbos morning. Not acceptable Friday night. You got to know those two dinim. The bread is only good for what? Friday night. Not good for Shabbos morning. And split. Hamar Medina is good for Shabbos morning. Not good for what? Friday night. That's what the Ramah writes. So it's interesting. The Ramah says, Halach Lamaisa, Simon Tafpe Gimel Sifalot. He says, in the Arba Kosos, you can rely on Hamar Medina. You can rely on Hamar Medina. So what do you see from the Ramah? The Ramah goes the other way. Be bumped if there's Arba Kosos. I can say Arba Kosos Hamar Medina and drag along Kiddush as well. Which is Mamas Pum Fakir, what we just said regarding what? The Matzah. So the Ramos is the major element that the Mashpi is what? Is the Arba Kosos. And that drags Kiddush along with it. That's what the Ramah writes, Halach Lamaisa. And those that argue on the Ramah obviously will make a split and will say what? We'll say Arba Kosos L'chud, Kiddush L'chud. So it's a little bit bizarre. What you'll have is a scenario is that what? You'll say Hamar Medina for what? For Arba Kosos, but you're not going to yotze what? You're not going to yotze Kiddush. It's a bit of a chiddush. You know, a kind of chiddush of kosher shonar chamar medina without fulfilling the mitzvah of kiddush. That's what comes out according to those posts we argue in the Ramah. Pashtus is we would all like the Ramah, the kula. Pashtus not, Michael. That's what I'm saying. The pashtus is we would follow the Ramah. Pashtus is we follow the Ramah. In essence, what the Ramah is saying is that Arba Kosos really kind of changes the kiddush, changes the rule and regulations of kiddush. Kiddush is dragged through. The major element is the Arba Kosos. Okay. That's regarding the first Kos Rishon. So please get those two interesting dinim. Number one about the Matzah, and number two about what? Hamar Medina. Okay? Number three now. Let's move to Kos Shlishi. Kos Shlishi. Kos Shlishi is Birkas HaMotzah. There's a very big Machloikas in Rishonim quoted in the Rosh. In Tzachim, in Arvid Tzachim, let's say a guy benched, and he said he drank his own kosher shlishi. But then he realized he has a few friends there that don't know how to bench. Can he be mostly them in the benching and allow his friends to have kosher shlishi? You can only have the kosher shlishi if you bench. This is a big machlokes in Rishonim on this issue. What does the Gemara say in Brachas? Are you allowed to be yaitz to someone in Birkas HaMazon? Yeah. No. Only if you yourself ate. Only if you yourself ate. Shanya. I'm Rabbi Lashani, Birkas HaMazon, Tzivachata, V'savata, V'rach, Mishachul Mavarach. Mishachul Mavarach. You ate already. You benched. You didn't eat again. You can't eat again. You can't eat again. But you have friends that don't know how to bench. How are they going to drink Kos Shlishi? Same Shiloh. Does Kos Shlishi dominate to the degree that it pulls Birkas HaMazon with it? Listen, I got my friend. I got to get him to drink Kos Shlishi. You better believe I can bench. It breaks the general rules. Or no? Do you make the split and say I'm sorry? Does it din Kos Shlishi? Does it din Birkas HaMazon? I cannot be motzim because I already benched. And therefore what? He's off service, he won't be able to drink Kos Shlishi. The stomach again will say the dominating factor is what? The Arba Kosos. And we would be Mako. And we'd be allowed to bench for him. Pashtus.
You're right. Brachalavatolis, you're right, you're saying? Okay, Mike, you're right. But it seems from the construct that we're developed that Arachosis seems to be a dominating thing. That when the Seder was Mechudish, when the Seder was constructed, maybe it changed the form of... Remember what we said a few days ago? That the Kiddush on this night is different than all the Kiddushes? That the Mitzvah Sefer begins when? Normally Kiddush you can usher in Shabbos early. You can't on Seder night. Look what the Bosh HaKalala says. Rather than the Sefer in Zagada, it's different. You follow me? The reason why it's different is because it's one of the Arachosis. Oh. Hey, so real quick, go ahead. You can't do that unless, usually you're right, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. First of all, this is a Birkas Shevach HaOdah. And second of all, there's a special din, Vachalach of Sabata. To allow you to bench, you have to eat. Special din. Generally, you're right. I can go to the hospital and blow the shofar in the afternoon for those patients, even though I'm yotzei in the morning. That's a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's a mitzvah. There's a special din by Birkas HaMitzvah, Vachalach of Sabata, Misha'af, Misha'af, Sabata, Verachta. Here, you already benched. You ate. You didn't eat again. Okay? It's a good point. It's a special din, though. Oh. And then this leads us to the following. Lechem Mishnah. Fourth point. Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night. So it's very interesting. You have three sheetahs. Now here, Michael, even though we said Arachosis does dominate, here we don't say it dominates. The Rambam says it does dominate. Rambam says, what do? You have a requirement of Lechem Mishnah because it's Sudas Yontif. But then you have an obligation of Lechem Oni, which means cut the bread, a prusa. How do these two things jive? Rambam says they don't jive. Lechem Oni wins. And the Rambam writes, in Pirik, Ches, Halacha Vav, and Abuschamit Zumatza, what do you have? Natan? You have what? 1.5. You have 1.5. Lechem Oni is Gover. Beats out the general din Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah for the Seder night is 1.5. You say Amotzi? You say what? Alachim Smatan, 1.5. That's the Rambam Shita. That Lechem Oni is Mitzgaber on the din of Lechem Mishnah. Oh. However, the Re in Tosfos, in Brachas on Lamentetsim and Beis, that's what we went through, Avi, right? Where's Avi? Oh, that's what we went through. Remember, the Re said he wanted to get himself out of Machlokes. So what did the Re do? The Re had in front of him the Shasta Bracha, two complete matzahs. And then what? What did he do? It's interesting. What did he do? Alach l'maisa? He said the Bracha on the complete one. Then he was Botzea a little bit. He like cracked it. Then he said what? Then he said Alachilas Matzah. And then he completely broke it. So Nachamal, according to the Re, what the Re did is he had two what? Complete ones. You said Amotzi Lechem Ratz on the Shlema, then you cracked one of them a little bit, then you said Alachilas Matz and you broke it completely. That was the sheet of the Re. And according to the Re, you get out of a Machlokes in that sense. Because you kind of like fulfill 1.5, at the same time you fulfill what? Having Lechem Mishnah, you started the Bracha. What do? We have three. We have two complete ones and a brusa in the middle. That's what we do with yachatz, right? We hide one for the atonement, and we keep one to be sandwiched under what coin Levi Yisrael, right? To represent all of Klal Yisrael. That sheet of Lamaisa holds that what do? There are two elements, you fulfill both of them. You have Lechem Mishnah and you have Lechem Oni. That's what we follow. Each one's independent, keeps its identity, and we fulfill both. The Rambam says, no, Lechem Oni dominates and wins. Therefore, you only do matzah and a half. The Re said, really, each one remains its own identity, but he was choishes for the Rambam. That's why he does that nihug of the breaking a little bit, and then he breaks it completely after the brach. Yeah, go ahead, Natan.
The Rambam didn't have 3 matzahs like we did?
No, the Rambam only had 1.5. Because we hold, like the Minhag, the Matur quotes, they have 3 matzahs, 2 complete, there's 3 sheetahs. We hold like the last sheetah. Okay? But I want you to know the sheetah. Okay? Very good. These are the 3 sheetahs we have, and we follow, like we said, they have 3 different matzahs. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Daniel, go ahead. No, because you want to do that after what? After the bracha, to fill the din of what? Lechem Mishnah.
Right, but you want to completely have a lechem mishnah before you what? Before you complete the bracha. Okay? You want to have a lechem mishnah before you complete the bracha. Yeah, go ahead, Eitan.
People like drop the bottom
one when they say, I'll kill the mosque. Okay. The ikur is, though, okay, that's fine, but the ikur is you shouldn't throw bread. This is a throw bread. Throw my, can I throw? Yes. Yes. You hold on to Achilles Matz, and you can hold on to the Prusa to do what? To say Al Achilles Matz. That is correct. Okay. Fine. Rambam writes also, I want you to know the Shita, which we don't hold like. It's very interesting if you look in the Rambam. Rambam goes back and forth. When you have the Bais HaMikdash, this is what you do. When you don't have the Bais HaMikdash, this is what you do. Rambam, when you have the Bais HaMikdash, you dip everything in except the Kor Pesach. So dip everything in the Haros, and except for the what? Except for the boss of the Korban Pesach. The matzah, everything the Rambam helped me dip, everything. That was the Rambam sheet. Okay. That's the Shneimat feeling. Korban Rambam's really even three mat feeling. He really toiled three times. He had the carpus, everything he was toiled on. The matzah, the morer, everything. Okay. Now I want to just go very quickly to the din of Tzlius Korban Pesach. Okay? Then we have to finish up Chumash, with Chumash. Oh. Now, Sunday and Monday, Bez Hashem will have Shir. Monday will have Shir 11:30, a little bit early, because we have a lot of things to do. I'm sure everyone else has a lot of things to do as well. So, Sunday, Monday, we have Shir on Pesach. 11:30 early on Monday. For Sunday, regular time. 11:30 as well. Okay. The Korban Pesach is very unique. I want you to know a little bit about the Korban Pesach. Very important. You know, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to stay up all night until your sleep grabs you. You're supposed to stay up all night until sleep grabs you and learn. Some have the minute to learn Hilchos Korban Pesach in the Rambam. Interesting. Rambam writes in Pirik Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph. Did anyone get a chance to see that Rambam? It's unbelievable Rambam. What does the Rambam say? You roast your Korban Pesach with the sciatic nerve, the Gid HaNasha, and the Chalev inside of it. You roast it completely together. You don't take out the sciatic nerve, you don't take out anything. The Rambam says, if I had your Korban Pesach, I would throw it on the floor in front of you. It's a nice way of saying it. It's just money's in Chaya Rosho. No, wasn't that his lesson? It says, Chaya Rosho, if I would meet you, I'd throw it right down in front of you. It says, Chas V'Shom, Chas V'Shom. You must remove the Gid HaNasha. You must remove the Chayla. What is this Machlokes Rambam Rambam all about regarding roasting the Korban Pesach? Oh, it's very interesting. There is a principle called in halacha, let's get it very quickly, called tam ke'ikar. Now the sciatic nerve gets dissolved, but its bliya absorption gets into the meat. Tam is ke'ikar. Now Rashi's of the opinion that it's only issued the Rabbanan, according to the Rambam as well, and Hilchos Nazir spirit, hey halacha zayin. Rambam writes that tam ke'ikar is only the Rabbanan. Dan and Sammy, you should be familiar with this, right? Tam kik, you're learning kumun now. Tam kik is only nisid rabbanon. Rambam says you have an issued rabbanon against the mitzvah the rice of how to roast it. They suspended that issued rabbanon. They suspended that issued rabbanon when what? When the Torah tells you to roast it. Therefore, issued rabbanon doesn't get off the ground. Tam kik, according to the Rambam, is rock issued rabbanon. This is only issued rabbanon. The Torah mandated roasting in this way, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. That mitzvah d'oraisa beats out this rabbanon. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa in such a case. That's the Rambam's theory. Tam kikar, according to the Rambam, and Rashi's mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ravid held no way. Tam kikar is considered to be what? Initial what? Initial d'oraisa. Therefore, since it's initial d'oraisa, there's no way you can roast it in such a fashion. What do you make it out of? Two animals are kosher Korban Pesach. Sheep or goat? Only a sheep or goat. Those only two animals are kosher for the dafyon mitzvah Korban Pesach. Right, Michael? Only a sheep or goat. Oh. I'm going to test you in 2 minutes, okay? What do we say? Tam kikar is what? Inisim mid rabbanan. Ravid argues. Ravid says that it's inisim mid rice. Okay? Therefore, the Rabbi says, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. Now, the truth is, there really is a third sheet that we should know. Rabbi Tam says, Yechai Malkus. Tam Kikar is such an issue of Yeraisa that your Mamish Chai Malkus. Rabbi Tam says, Tam Kikar is Mamish. Your Mamish Chai Malkus, he says.
Now, it could be the rabbi doesn't say Chayav Malkus, but he does agree that it's an issue of your rights.
And there's another issue that emerges here. Are Chaylev and Basar min b'mina or min b'sheino mina?
Chaylev, not Chalav. Chaylev is fast, Chalav is milk. Chaylev, the Basar.
Is that min b'mina or min b'sheino mina? How do you categorize it halachically? Another machlokes.
Rambam probably holds that it's min b'mina.
Sam, what's the din in min b'mina? What's the ratio you need? Min? No, you tell me. 2-1, Midira. Okay, we pass with Chumim. Don't be fancy. Rav Yehuda says you need Shishim. We pass with Chumim. Not the Trey Buckle. Min Rabbanim, you only need Shishim. So if Min Rabbanim, you only need Shishim, that din the Rabbanim is suspended. You're doing the Mitzvah rites of baking, of roasting. That's another reason why the Rambam says no problem to roast the whole thing together. The whole problem is the Chaylev and the Gid Anoshe. Gid Anoshe and the Chaylev and the Bus are considered min memino. So only the Rabbanim you need Shishim. That din the Rabbanim is suspended. Because you're doing it to the Raisa. The Raivin will argue. So my colleague Shachtaz and you are this, Simin Tzadiches. Right? But you're not doing Shulchan Aruch this year, right? It says in Shachtaz and Simin Tzadiches, he calls it min b'sheino mino. If it's min b'sheino mino, you need Shishim what? Min Yeraisa. There's not, you don't necessarily know you have Shishim and Yeraisa meet against the sciatic nerve in the Chaylev. You need Shishim and Yeraisa. That's another reason why the Raivin screams at the Rambam. One is what he holds by Tom Kicker. Number two is how you categorize min b'mino. How do you categorize Caleb and Buster? Maybe it's min b'sheino mino. And you need Shishim and Atayr. That leads us to the last thing, then we got to go to Kumbh. Mike, what did the Gemara say in Sochem and I involved? Amud Beis. What did it say? You're not allowed to put what? Two Korban Pesachs in the same oven. Why not? The Maskana of the Gemara is we're going to flip them. And you have to be pre-registered to eat the Korban Pesach. So you're not allowed to put two in the same spit or grill because we'll flip them. You have to be pre-registered to eat on the specific Korban Pesach. Correct? Do we say that then with the Ramah, the Afikoman is like a Korban Pesach? You can't eat in two places. Remember we said that? You can't eat the Afikoman in two places based on that then with the Korban Pesach. Didn't we say that then in the Ramah? You cannot eat in two different places. If you fall asleep, it's a Shabbat, Ramah's Mekel. But you certainly can't eat the Korban Pesach in one room and go to another room. If you do that in a hotel, it's not good. You're eating in the dining room, you go to your room, you can't do that Afikoman. The Afikoman is going to eat in one place, like the Korban Pesach. You have to be pre-registered. Pre-registered. Right? That's why Alpi Din, you know, you can't, Alpi Alochid, you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to your home for the Seder. You can invite a non-Jew to your home for Shabbos. You can't invite a non-Jew to your home for Yontif, specifically for the Seder as well. What's the reason why you can't? Because you're afraid you're going to make a special cook a special dish for the non-Jew, which is awesome. Often that's only permissible for a Jew. On Shabbos is not a problem because you can't cook anyway. So you want to invite a non-Jew over. On Shabbos you can, not on Yom Tov. Plus the fact the Rebbe said you can't have a non-Jew at your table at the Seder because of Ben Nechar. Can a Ben Nechar, a non-Jew, eat the Korban Pesach? No. That was another reason the Rebbe added. I understand, but Mike, if you're having them there, that's what the Rebbe added. Okay, but listen. You cannot put two Korban Pesach in one oven because they'll flip it. You have to be pre-registered. But the Gemara had a Havamina for what? A different reason. What was the Havamina? Taruvis Ta'amin. You remember? Mibnea Taruvis. The mixture. What's the mixture? What's the Taruvis? No? Rashi said there, Shalom Leminuya. The absorption, Michael, from one Korban Pesach will seep into the other one. So you're going to be eating from some of the meat that you weren't pre-registered. Amazing, no? The Rambam says, why do you have to say that? Say it differently. What will you say? The Gid Hanashe that's in one will seep and go into the second one. When is it permissible to eat that Gid Hanashe? If it stayed inside one, the one you're roasting. But if it goes in the other one, you have no head to eat the Gid Hanashe. So Rambam learns, because it's an Isra of what? Isra of Begid. Rashi learns because it's an Isra of Shalom and Menuyah. So there'll be two different ways to learn up what the Havamina means of the Gemara. Gemara backs out of the whole thing and says, what? We're just worried about them flipping. But that would be the pshat in the Gemara. So I want you to note that. It's interesting. When you have the Gemara message, was it done in its totality or not? Okay. All right, let's close with Chumash. And on Sunday we'll go by.
Keep it on. Pride everyone. Okay, let's...